Vayera, the Torah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avraham Avinu, and it doesn't say what he told him. So the Medrash tries to understand what is the purpose of the appearance. There are different explanations given by the Medrash. Rashi quotes one explanation, Levakaris HaKadosh. Rashi later also misquotes by Yaakov Avinu, the Gemara in Don, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always l'mayla merashayis of Shalach Chodesh. Not specifically over here on this one occasion. Whenever there's a Jewish Chodesh, we assume that the Shechina is there to help the person have a refuah shleima. Sometimes a person who's very frum, like Shalit Kadavna Manini, sometimes a person who's sick also wants to daven with a minion. You should realize he doesn't have to daven with a minion. The Shechina is there. If other people come to his room, they can also daven with a minion. The Shechina is there. To go, the whole purpose of having a minion is to be closer to the Shechina. The Shechina is there. The Medrash has another interpretation. The Medrash has another comment, different comments on the pasuk. Why? What was the purpose of the visit if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell anything to Avraham Avinu? The Medrash has another explanation. Also, it's a hemshach in the last week's parsha. It has to do with the Bris Mila. But the Medrash at the very beginning of Vayera suggests the following: that just like when a person brings a carbon, it would appear in the chumash. Did you bring the Ratzon of Hashem? Whenever you bring a carbon, it's for the purpose of having Hashuach Hashchina. I mentioned, I think, 2 weeks ago in Parshas Noach. I mentioned the Ralbag has a long dissertation about that. So that's what the Medrash says at the beginning of Parshas Vayera. So fulfilling the mitzvah of Milo is also a form of a carbon. It's a very high form of a carbon. That's what the Medrash says, and the Mefarshim on the bottom of the Bereishis Rabba quotes the other Midrashim, and they quote from the Zohar like that. So therefore, the Shechina appeared to Avraham right after he observed the mitzvah of Milo. Rashi quotes the Medrash as Yom Shlishi of the Milo, Baruch Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Shoah B'Shlom who was in Baruch Hu on the third day. And according to this other version that the Medrash has, it wasn't the third day. It was right after the Bris Milo, on the same day as the Bris Milo. That's big parsha and law. He fulfilled the mitzvah of Mila at the age of 99. Right after he fulfilled the Mila, it's like one off of the carbon. So he's zoicha to have a Hashua Sashbin. What's the purpose of being Mevaka Chayla? It says in the Gemara Nedarim that when Rabbi Kiva was Mevaka Chayla, one of the Talmidim, so he swept the floor and he cleaned the house and he prepared food for the Chayla. It didn't that the Bika Chayla did not come to say hello. The bottom of the chayla is to help the chayla. If he needs something, if he needs some food, if he needs some medicine, you have to get it. If you're a doctor and you can treat him, or if you're a nurse, it's mamish bikachayla. If you're not, then sometimes cheering him up is also going to help him get cured. In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes from the Ramban, commenting on the Gemara Nedarim, that if a person doesn't daven for the refuah of the chayla, then he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah of bikachayla. Because you have to try to do the utmost to help the chayla get better. So the utmost is to daven after the broken, because we don't really control the situation. Even if I'm a doctor, I don't really control the situation. I can try all I want, give him all the medication, in fact, cook food and wash the floor and change his pajamas and everything, and still he'll be sick. So the one who controls the whole situation is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why the Ramban points out that the Gemara seems to say that if you visit the chayla, you don't daven for his well-being, so you don't fulfill him. That's why I could go for visited the chayla to help him. Gemara talks about seeing the chayla and then davening for his well-being after seeing him. That's what Gemara says. You shouldn't be mevaka chayla when he just came out of an operation, because he's going to look so bad. So let's say a person had just had a serious operation, he's going to look so bad, so he's going to think that his case is hopeless, so he won't be in a spot. And you shouldn't have to bring back the chayla when he's all rested and he looks the best part of the day, because you've got to think the guy's ready healed, he's ready cured, there's no need to be misfiled. He should come at that time of the day when he doesn't look too bad and he doesn't look too good. That's how the Gemara makes a cheshbon in Masechet Nedarim. Rashi quotes in the Medrash, "V'hu yoshev, yoshav k'siv bikish lamor," and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him he should sit, and Avraham will be a siman to his descendants, that Elohim needs a badas care, that when the Dayanim will judge a case, they will be sitting. The din is that Dayanim have to be yeshiva, and the Shechina will be standing, Elohim needs a, the Shechina will be standing to help the Dayanim pass in the case. That's what the Medrash says over here. It's a very strange Medrash. What does Avraham Avinu have to do with the dying over here? Why point on this occasion is the sin of Banecho, that when they will judge a case, the Shekhinah will be standing to help the Dayan and Paskin. Not only to judge a case, it's the same in any Shaila. We assume that the Chacham has this idea this night. But over here, the Medrash is speaking about Paskin, judging a case. So what's the judgment over here? But also, eventually, once explained, the Mefarshim and Rashi talk about this. Mefarshim and Rashi try to understand what exactly the Medrash is driving at. Where was Avram judging any case over here? So eventually pointed out there is a Gemara in Yuma where the Gemara says that Hillel was very poor, and the Gemara tells where he didn't even have the penny to pay the guard in front of the Beis Medrash, and he went on top to listen, and it snowed, and his figure blocked the whole window on top. And then they took him in for nothing because they saw that he was so eager to learn. So the Gemara says how poor Hillel was and how wealthy Rebbe was. The Gemara says that Rebbe Mechayiv Ashirim and Hillel Mechayiv Aniyim. That from Hillel we see that even if a person is very, very poor, the Nisoyan of poverty is not insurmountable. It's not that great that it's impossible to be an observant Jew. You shouldn't think that just because he's so poor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to let you get away with not learning and not davening Mishman and not doing all the mitzvahs because he can't afford it and you have to work hard for panasa. Look at him, he was such a poor man. He was able to be the kind of, some people feel that the Nisoyan of Ashiris is so great, a wealthy person can't really be held responsible for any sins that he does because one is so wealthy and he's in such high society. So it's the pressure was so great that he should eat and drink with the goyim and waste time and not learn and not daven and eat treifas and be mechal shabbos and so on and so forth. So some people have a tainus and he's saying ashiras is so great, so you can't really fool the person who's so wealthy and does all the averus because anybody else who would be in that situation also wouldn't be able to understand the temptation to sin. It's like oinus rachmanis patri. So the Gemara says it's not true. That wealth, that Rebbe was very wealthy, Rebbe was mechayiv all the ashir. Rebbe was able to be poor, even though he was rich. And that says there are other people also, other tanaim who are rich. And Hillel and others are mechayiv the anim. What does it mean they're mechayiv the anim, they're mechayiv the ashir? Not that they judge the anim, or they judge the ashir, and they pass him that just like I could do it, you could do it also. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, look, he was under the same circumstances that you were under, and he was able to withstand the temptation, so you could have done it also. So the Gemara uses the lashon that Rebbe is mechayiv Hashem and Hillel is mechayiv Ami. So Rechik thought that perhaps that's the pshat over here. That the people of Zdayim Amorah may perhaps have a tiny look. They live in such a society and it's impossible to be frum. It's impossible to be kind to other people. You're going to be kind, so maybe visitors are going to come and they're going to kill you and they steal all of your money, so that's why you have to be mean to them and you're not allowed to be kind to other people. Maybe they might have such a tiny. That kindness is a dangerous thing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at Avraham Avinu, who also lives in the same desert, in the same area in Eretz Yisrael, and he's a very kind fellow, and he has an open tent, and he invites everybody in. And nobody ever held him up, and nobody ever killed him. He was very kind. So just like Avraham Avinu was kind, they could have been kind and decent in Bali Chesed also. In a certain sense, Avraham was Mechayiv Sodom. Avraham was Mechayiv Sodom. He lived in the same area, not too far from Zdayim Amorah, and he was able to be through him and keep all the mitzvahs of Torah, lots of stuff on Mishkot. To be honest and to be just and to be kind. So they could have done the same thing as well. So in a certain sense, you can say that Avram was the one who was Mechayiv Sodom. The Rav said that he thought that was other Mefarshim give different shot. The Rav said he thought that that was the Kavan of the Medrash that Rashi is quoting. After similar Banecha Shoshan Ani with his Yatse Ba'adat Hadayanim, as if Avram, in a certain sense, was the one who was Mechayiv Sodom Amora, as if he judged them. He didn't really judge them, but just his essence and his Tanhoge was Mechayiv the others. In a certain sense, he was like the Dayan who was paskening on them that they were kind. Rashi quotes also on the first pasuk from the Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Avraham Avinu to rest up if he had the bris milah to hoti chama min atikot, that the Ovrim Mishovim shouldn't bother him, he shouldn't have to be mafia for the Yorchen. And Lefisha Ra'u Mitztayer, and then when they saw that Avram was very pained that he wasn't able to fulfill the mitzvah of stock of a chesed, he couldn't be Machnas Orchim, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him Alochim with Musa Noshim to make Avram Avinu happy. It's a medrash, it's very interesting. When a Mishulach comes to my home, so I give him stock. Alright, so I'm happy to give him stock. Last night three Mishulachim came. When they don't come, I'm happier. It's not adequate. So Avraham Avinu is there, because people always have the attitude, poor guy, he needs money, his yeshiva needs money, his movement, his organization, whatever it is, if he comes and he asks me, I'll give him. he sends me a letter. Maybe I will, maybe I won't, whatever. If he doesn't come, he doesn't send me a letter. It's a letter, wonderful. He doesn't bother me, I don't bother him. So you see that Avraham Avinu is not so. That it's not that you have to be machnas torachim and you have to be kind to other people because it's never harachmonis on the other guy. This is one of the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Sifrei HaKabbalah, Balatani quotes in Sifrei HaKabbalah, they declare, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? It's a funny question. The Rav said that Rav Chaim, he remembers that Rav Chaim was once looking in one of the Lubavitcher's farm where they discussed, they had a kitzur of all the things that it says in Tanya, topical rearrangement of all the inyanim there. So Rav Chaim is reading that page where it has why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So the two reasons given in the Sifrei HaKabbalah, one reason is that ein melech olayam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech olayam. How can he be a melech olayam if he doesn't have anybody there? So that's why he had to create the world, that it should be he should be a melech. And another reason that's given is teva ha-tev la-hetiv, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tev, and the one who is good likes to shower his goodness and his kindness on others. That there's no one else there, I'm the only one there. There's no one to give the kindness to. So the Bashma had a created world in order to have somebody to shower his kindness on. The Rav said that Rav Chaim is reading it, and then he slammed shut the sefer with a shtikala kat, and he said that the whole thing is ridiculous, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, so that itself is the reason why he created the world. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is the right thing. You have to go find some other reason why he created the world. Created the world because X, created the world because of Y. He didn't think the whole thing was sensible. But whatever this is supposed to mean, in the Kabbalah fun to have this. Balatani quotes the both explanations, the different places in the text. So one of the reasons that they give is Teva HaTayv Lahetiv. So it's the same by Yoss also. We're supposed to have a halachta b'drach. We're supposed to imitate the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world, that's what it says in the Quran. He created the world in order to have whom to shower his kindness on, to express his kindness. So we should also, not just when the Mishalachim come, when the people are there and they need your help, and you help them, so then you got to miss it. There's no one there. So it's a lot of good. But it's not so. You have to be mitzayer that there are no orchim to shower your kindness upon. And then you have to somehow go out of your way to try to zuchot the orchim, to try to seek out people to be kind to them. Most people don't do that. But we're supposed to do the halach v'drach. We're supposed to do the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. That's what this form says HaKadosh Baruch Hu did.
So it's not necessarily only for his. Let's say there's a target of someone who needs anything. Right? So does that mean you should be upset that you don't have the...
The Gemara stresses the importance of the mitzvah of hachnasas orchim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Avraham Avinu leaves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leaves the Vayera El Hashem, Hashem appears to Avraham Avinu. So he leaves HaKadosh Baruch Hu there, and he goes away and he takes care of the gifts. So you see the Gzeila hachnasas orchim, there is in the Hakbalas and Hashkinah. Hachnasas orchim doesn't mean that my next door neighbor lives next door and they have food and everything in their house and then I invite them in for dinner. That's not hachnasas orchim. There are more rights in Hilchos Shabbos. The mitzvah of hachnasas orchim means the fellow who doesn't have where to eat. The guy who's stuck in the neighborhood and he doesn't have any place to eat and you invite him in, so then it's a mitzvah of hachnasas orchim. If the guy who lives in the neighborhood, he has his own food anyway. And I invite him over, that's a different mitzvah. To be the carib neighbor, to be friendly with the neighbor, is a different mitzvah. That's not greater than hakolos and hashkina. So to have parties all the time with your friends and the neighbors in the dormitory, that's not the problem.
Somebody like to stay with
if he doesn't have the meal. If he has way to sleep and doesn't have the meal.
Whatever he doesn't have, that's a
shadow. Yeah? Medrash comments on the pasuk Vekol Pach Lechem Esadu Lipchem. Why does it say Lipchem? Why doesn't it say Levatchem? So the Medrash says that Magid Shein Yetzahor Shel is a Malachim. Rashi quotes it from the Bereshis Rambam. The Malachim don't have a Yetzahor. Levav means that you have a double heart. You have Lev Chacham Yimino Lev Ksil Lismolo. Where's that pasuk? Mishnah. Kohelet it is. That what does it mean that the heart is divided? Figuratively, I don't know if it's that's what it means. The heart is divided to the right side and to the left side. The right side has the Yetzer Tov resting, and the left side has the Yetzer Hara. Leichach Minil of Leich Tziv L'Smola. But that's only by human beings that they have a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara that's called Levav. The Vav means a double, two parts to the heart. A person doesn't have any yet to heart. A person doesn't have any yet to taste, for that matter. It's a guy kula ra. A person is kula tov. So you wouldn't call it levav. It would be called litchem. That's what the Medrash says. That lasi lava says she's the litchem lechelo pazla amenisera. Actually, doesn't quote the whole Medrash. She's the litchem lechelo geisat lasi lava. Why doesn't it say levavchem? That's not talking about malachim. Because it's talking about lasi lava when they go to Hakadosh Baruch Hu will have killed the yitzhar. And Kriya Shema says, the call of Otsa, the Mishnah says in Bracha, is Bishnei Yitzharecha, with the Yitzhatezim and the Yitzhahar. That's the drash of the Mishnah, is also based on this assumption that the word Leiv should only have one base. When it's written with two base in Levav, it means the two halves to the heart, the Yitzhatezim with the Yitzhahar. What does it mean you should worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Hafas Hashem Lekech B'Kol of Otsa? How do you love Hashem with the Yitzhahar? That's the question, what the pshat in the Mishnah? But that's what the drash of the Mishnah is based on. Also continues to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Malachim to Sodom to destroy the city, and then he says he can't keep it a secret from Avraham Avinu. It's not fair. It's not right. The letter says, I have revealed everything to Avraham Avinu. I told him, call it a rekub. It's interesting as it's a Rada Midrashim, which appeared to imply that Avraham Avinu figured out call it a rekub on his own. And here the medrash seems to imply, it's a different opinion in medrash, seems to imply, Chassani, I'm going to keep this a secret. I revealed all the secrets to him. I was the one who revealed to him Kol HaTorah Kulo. It sounds as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who told him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him figure it out. And the medrash says, HaTorah Hashem Nireya, that the Tzadikim and the Chassidim and the Nevi'im and every generation know all the secrets. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't withhold any secrets from him. Hashem tells Avram that he plans to destroy the city of Sodom. And then Avram tries to negotiate, and it turns out that you don't have too many tzaddikim in the city, but it should be in the schus of the tzaddikim that the city should be saved. So let Avraham Avinu be mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though they were shoyim arurim, let him have rachmonis. The family does not. Avraham Avinu is only negotiating. Maybe there'll be 10 tzaddikim, huh? And why doesn't he say, have rachmonis? Even though they're, why only have 50 tzaddikim rasha? Why not just say, even if he finds out that they know there's no minyan of tzaddikim? Have Rachmanis, give him another chance. Send me there, I'll give him a Musa Shmuz, I'll try to change it. He doesn't ask that, he doesn't try. So apparently, if they're really utterly, utterly wicked, you're not supposed to be Malamit Kusana. Rashi quotes the Medrash later also. That the Malachim were angry at Lot. Vayomer ha'anashim ha'lot, od milochofo. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash, od milochofeh. You have the nerve, the chutzpah, to open your mouth to be malamit zchus on these people. Rashi quotes the Medrash that all night long, Lot was trying to be malamit zchus. Od Medrash Agora, Od Rashi says, Miach HaShos and Nevola Kazos, they wanted to do Mishtam Zachar, and they wanted to kill me and kill you, and then take your daughters and everything. Milcha Pizchan Pel Lamit Sanigori Alem, Shekol Alay Lohay Melech Alem Tov, Kripe Milcha Pem. So they were angry at him. A chutzpah to be malamit zchus and such a shoyim arurim, you're not supposed to. If they're not so bad, you have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you should say them, but it's a tak of a shoyim. You're not supposed to have rachmonis on the shoyim. That is says that kol ha-merachim al ha-hazdom, who says not the achzor ala rachman. We don't believe ours is not a goody-goody religion. We don't believe we have to be like the Christians. We just had a newspaper, no? Just had the other day in the newspaper. Some Japanese, seven Japanese people made a bomb that was sent over America and it killed seven people 46 years ago, whenever it was. So they just sent a letter of apology to the relative, to the father who's 85 years old. The father whose child was killed 46 years ago, whenever it was, says, he does, that's what they go to the newspaper, I'm a good Christian. I forgave them right away. I'm forgiving. Someone kills your son, someone kills your child, I'm a good Christian, I forgive him right away. I wouldn't forgive him. It's ridiculous. That's what Christianity is, mate. But our religion is not a goody-goody religion. We hold that the guy that Rashi, he deserves to burn again. That's all. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are tzaddikim, so the schus of tzaddikim, they should be nitzvah. But when it's nizbar given that they're not tzaddikim, so Avraham Avinu doesn't ask. I'll be hand him a break and send me and I'll try to straighten them out. Avraham shoved them, come off. That's it. Normal. And Lot was a goody-goody. He started saying Malam Tzlush, and the Malachim said, shut your mouth, what are you talking about? Me look what's that? I could put to be Malam Tzlush. Don't know. Maybe in the days of Noah they weren't as good. I don't think any two situations are the same. Not utterly a Russian. Try to work with people that there's something to work with. But it's utterly a Russian. They're not allowed to be in a lot of school. The Medrash comments on the Tain of Avraham Avinu, Ulai Yesh Chamishim Tzadikim Yisrael Yerah. The Medrash says that the Tzadikim Nivli, Ratten Tzadikim, Fake Tzadikim, Phony. What do you mean Tzadikim Nivli? Avraham Avinu is asking, maybe they're 50 Tzadikim, so why does the Medrash say fraud? So the Sasemis Antainis has a comment on this. He quotes from the Kedusha Rim, Grandpa. So he says, there's a Gemara there in Antainis. It's interesting, the Nesivis in the Sefer HaChumash and the Nachlat Yaakov also quotes that Gemara in Tainis to explain this parsha, but in a completely different fashion, a completely different Malach. So the Sasemis on Tainis quotes from the Kedusha Rim the following view. The Gemara in Tainis says that there was a city that burnt down. Half of the city was destroyed, the other half of the city was Nitzon. And Rav lived in the half of the city that was Nitzon. So the Gemara says that it wasn't, however, in the exclusive of Rav that the half of the city was Nitzon. It was the exclusive of another person, a Balabos, who lived in that half of the city. He was a very fine, upright individual, and his exclusive, the other half of the city was Nitzon. So the Masho asked the Kasha and the Gemara, why did the Amorim knock Rav? Why did they say it wasn't, and they shouldn't think that it was exclusive of Rav? No, it was exclusive of the other Balabos. He was higher, he was more religious than Rav, the bigger tzaddik than Rav. So the Masho talks about it, and the Sefer talks about it in this week's parsha on the story of Sodom. So the Kedusha Rim, quoted by the Svasem of Santayin, it says the following shot. Could be. So the Svasem quotes the following viewer. He says, what do you mean a tzaddik is megan on the other people? Why should the tzaddik be megan on the other? The tzaddik deserves the Yeshua, and the other people deserve to burn again. As long as they blame him again, the tzaddik should be nitzal. The answer is, if the tzaddik is not such an unusual tzaddik, he's a tzaddik, he deserves to be nitzal, but he doesn't deserve that it should be so prominent and so obvious and so bold that the whole city around him is destroyed and his house remains intact. Everything burns down. But that's what the Kavanah Tagmar is. If you were talking about Rav and Rav's school, he was such an unusual tzaddik, he would have, if it would be in his school, the city would not be Nitzal. The whole city would burn all around, northeast, southwest, everything. His next door neighbor, his house would collapse. And his house would stand intact. And he deserved all that. That he should be Nitzal in an unusual toilet fashion. It should be Nikar Lakol. He would be one and only tzaddik. But because there was another Balabas, there was also a tzaddik who deserved to be Nitzal. But he didn't deserve that it should be so outstanding and so bold. So that's why a whole half of the city was Nitzal in the schools of that time. So the Kedusha Rim says that that's the Kavanah in the Medrash over here. But the Medrash says, Olai Yesh Chamishim Tzadikim, Tzadikim Nivli. Not that he's asking, maybe they're really 50 Heilige, Heilige Tzadikim. Heilige, Heilige Tzadikim wouldn't be Matzal the rest of the city. The rest of the city would burn. And they would be standing in the middle of the fire and they would be Nitzal. Shvacha Tzadikim, Knapha Tzadikim, who deserve that they should be Nitzal, but not that it should be so bold-like, that then the schluss, those Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would have to be Matzal the whole city. It's an interesting understanding of what it means that a tzaddik is megan on the door. It doesn't mean what we always think it means. Sometimes the shat fakir, tum fakir. First it says regarding Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu Amed L'Fnei Hashem. Even after he finished speaking, straight to Avinu Amed L'Fnei Hashem. You see that there's a status, Alpi Alok, you see that there's a status of Amed L'Fnei Hashem even after he finished the davening. The Gemara has a din in Pasuk Kol Beis. The Avraham Avinu Amed L'Fnei Hashem. The Gemara has a din if a person forgot to say Yalav Yovah and he has to repeat the Shemon Esrei, so what happens if he's still in the middle of the Shemon Esrei? Then he has not to be chosen. Otherwise, he just goes back to the beginning of Ritzei. What if you finished the whole Shemon Esrei, or you didn't walk back yet? Didn't walk back 3 steps. So then the Gemara says that he's still considered Oymid Lufnei Hashem, so he can go back to Ritzei. Provided that he's Rogalam Tachnunim Achas Filot. Unless he's not Rogalam Tachnunim Achas Filot, he already finished all the Tachnunim. Is not Odeno Amid Lufnei Hashem. But this is the halachic concept. The person is considered Amid Lufnei Hashem even if he's not saying anything. There's a tshuva. I forgot the name of the sefer. The tshuva says about one of the early achrayim has a shalal halacha. If a person, let's say, is in the middle of Shemon Esrei and he's pausing, he's not saying anything. For some reason or another, he's waiting. So is there a din that you're not allowed to walk in front of him, or you're not allowed to sit there for Amos? Or no, that thing only applies when he's davening, when he's not saying anything none. But he shows from the Gemara in Brachos that it even applies when the person is not saying anything, even when he's not davening. He's in the middle of Shemon Esrei, even at the time that he's pausing, they're not saying a thing, there's still a din. So it's considered as if it's still a p'chinat davening. And you're not permitted to stand for salam, if you're not permitted to walk in front of the same thing as well. But Shuva says, I think, by the author of the Lerush Esrod, if I'm not mistaken.
But the
Okay, so maybe the marker is from a different pasuk, but there is such a concept. The pasuk says that Lot gave them halacha in matzah. It's interesting, the midrashim. The midrashim points out when the malachim come down to earth, they're not able to eat. Malachim can't eat. And still it says by Avram that he gave them food. Vayochel, vayitein lefnei v'hoimen alein vayochel. Here it says also, matzah sakol vayochel. That they ate. The letter says, when in Rome do like Rome, and malachim actually calls them. When you enter a city, so you do like the nimutim of the city. You know it's not your practice to do like that. It shouldn't be mishanim in the minigamot. There's another medrash that says no, that nirim kerechim, they may believe that they were eating, because they didn't want to be mishanim, but malachim are unable to eat, physically they're unable to eat. Then there's a third medrash that says that there's a chiluk between the vayochelu by Avram and the vayochelu by Lot. By Avraham, they really ate. Shem Kodesh al Avram. And ben ahelu gesat, so they ate. By Lot, they may believe that they were eating. I think that's a ton of the Bailey Yod, that they quote. It's interesting. Mishum Kodesh al Avram, they really ate, even though it absolutely doesn't make any sense that angels should eat. And by Lot, he was a nobody. So they just made believe that they were eating, because not to be Mishamin and Minim Gamokim, but they really didn't eat. The Pasuk says that he gave them matzah sofer vayochel, so the Gemara says that it was Pesach. That's why he gave them matzah. Why do we eat matzah on Pesach? Matzah zul shanochem al shemoch, so we say in the Haggadah, al shum shal hizkid tekum shal avitem lahachem, al shenig lalem lach ma'achem lach ha-kadosh baruch hu v'chvodo hu g'olam. So does it make any sense that somebody should eat matzah before he tears the shrine? The whole reason for matzah is hizkid tekum shal avitem lahachem, or it's lachem oni. This is the bread of affliction that they ate when they were slaves in Egypt, that the Odom, the masters that they had, didn't care to give them delicious white bread, so they gave them matzah, which you can see just mixed flour with water and you bake it, 1, 2, 3. But whatever the reason is why we eat matzah, either it's lechamoni or it's the shlis b'tzeikum shlavetem lahachmas, neither reason applies over here before the story of Shiva Mitzvah. So the Beis HaLevi has a famous drosha later on Parshas Bo. And the Pasuk Ba'avanzeh Ata Hashem Li B'Tzeisim in Mitzrayim doesn't, so the Ibn Ezra comments on the Pasuk, the whole Pasuk is modern. It should say I'm eating matzah because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'm eating marah because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The pasuk has the reverse. Bavur zeh because of the mitzvah. So bavur zeh because of the mitzvah. Asa Hashem li Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hashem made the Yetzias Mitzrayim for the matzah and marah. Ibn Ezra quotes one of the Karoim who says that that's the way you should interpret the pasuk. Babush Mashras Hashem li b'tzeis Mitzrayim. Aniyo says that. So the Ibn Ezra says that it's Mahapet li b'lekim chai. What do you mean? Take a pasuk that says because of A, therefore B. And you reverse the pshat. You say what it really means to say because of B, therefore A. How can you reverse the pshat? You have to read the pasuk the way it says. How do you translate it the way it says? That's a strange pasuk. So the Beis Alevi says, yeah, that's what it means, that the mitzvah matzah was in existence created in Bria Soilam. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu claimed that the whole Torah before Bria Soilam, before all of history developed at all. So he had a mitzvah matzah and he had a mitzvah marah from a long time back, before Adam Arisha was brought into the world. The Haraya, the Beis Alevi says, that Lot was eating matzahs, so even before the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Either we say that the matzahs are because of Lechem Oni, that was the bread that they ate when they were avodim, or he's going to take him to the same of Achman. But no, the pshat over there is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervened in history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the history to occur in such a way that the mitzvah matzah and the mitzvah samara that were created in Bria Soilam should make sense, should have a meaning. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu rigged the history in order that it should, in order that his mitzvah should make sense. And that's what the pasuk sounds like. It says, "Bavur zeh," because Hashem had planned to have mitzvahs of matzah and marah in connection with the Yom Tov of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Also, Hashem made the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hashem made the whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim occur in accordance with the mitzvahs that were pre-planned.
But the same Torah that has this matzah has different tribes.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do it at the same time. So like you said, let's have Mitzvah and Matzah, then he was talking about it because he had to find a way to justify it. He wrote Mitzvah and Matzah, and then he wrote Mitzvah and Matzah, the whole Mitzvah, all before we had
maybe the mitzvah of CPC from Shrine was a mitzvah to tell a story of a gula, whatever the gula will be. And then Hashem thought was that there should be a gula. And there's a mitzvah to tell that gula. But here you see that they fulfilled the Mitzvah of Matzah, the way the Medrash understands that it was Pesach. Not some that he was making matzah, but it was really Pesach. You see that he fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah. He volunteered to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, even before it was given. Where did Lloyd learn this, that you keep matzah? Lloyd also king called out school. He got it from Avraham Avinu. But it says, Ki dait el manash ay tawel zbanam et pesach acham, sham adarach Hashem lasa stok from Mishmal man, hobi Hashem al Avraham et Hashem al Iber Allah. But it says that he kept, sounds like he kept all the mitzvah out there. This lila, the Daz of Canaan Bali Atesha says that one is forbidden to volunteer that unless he's mechuyev, because that's an act of kabbalah b'guf olam. So if you're not mechuyev to do that mitzvah, then it's not right to volunteer. But eating matzah for him, that's not eat cholent matzah or neither here nor there. So that you can volunteer. This lila is hard to volunteer. It's kabbalah b'guf olam. I'd rather say that bris mila is a krisis bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like an agreement, like a contract between two sides. What do you mean? Can I volunteer to enter into a contract agreement with you if you don't agree? You never will regale that you're interested in entering into an agreement with me. What do you mean? I'll volunteer, I'll do my half of the deal. One half of an agreement is just an agreement. A contract has to have two sides. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu that he should make a bris mila, it didn't make any sense that he should volunteer. So Lloyd also, he wasn't mitzvah, so it didn't make sense that he should be fulfilling the mitzvah of Brit Mila with Terasane mitzvah over here. But the other mitzvah, that it was Shaya, he volunteered. Takashai over here on the Pasuk, Lasa Tzedakah Mishpat. Tzedakah Mishpat, to do Tzedakah, give Tzedakah, this mitzvah of Tzedakah. The mitzvah of giving Tzedakah, is that from the Sheva mitzvah of Bnei Noah? Or not? Are they going mitzvah on that? When the Pasuk says that he did Tzedakah Mishpat, is that what all Bnei Noah are going to do? So this pasuk is not saying that he did anything extra. The rather pasukim, Ekev Asher Shema Avraham B'Kol Liv Vayishma Mishpatim Mitzvotai Tzor Asa L'Chukos Tzor. That pasuk says that he kept everything. That's a machlokes. The Chiddush around the Sanhedrin on the sugya of Bnei Noach has a machlokes of Rishonim how to learn the Gemara. The Gemara says something about tzedakah, where the Bnei Noach are mitzvah on tzedakah. So the different interpretations in the Gemara they write for. One pshat is that goyim are mitzvah to give tzedakah, to give charity. The more popular sheet in the Rishonim is that the Bnei Noach are not mitzvah to give tzedakah. So it means they shouldn't do evil sadin. Chavos Chaim always quotes the pasuk. He does Marashay Tavis Bonham is Beta Acharot. He has a lot of his children in Europe already. In his days, the people of Mazalzal and Chinach HaBonham, they were afraid the children were going to become rabbis. Well, they didn't want them to become rabbis. So they wouldn't send them to yeshiva. So they sent him right away to work. The kid was ready by mitzvah. So they sent him to go get a job. Well, how much could he have learned before by mitzvah? He didn't learn didn't learn so much dinim, didn't learn so much chumash, didn't learn. So they went to observe. So they were Mazalzal and mitzvah. So you had a situation where the parents were very religious. They were brought up by their parents that weren't afraid that their children will become rabbis. And these observant parents had children who were not in the Kayim Mitzvah. They were all Yotim and Tavrish Vos. So the Chavos Chaim was always making Kol Kairis and sending out the open letters, and publishing Svarim and writing Musim and all the Svarim that the Din of Chinuch is a real Din D'oraisa. It says in the Chumash, you have to have Chinuch. But it says in the Gemara that Chinuch is the Rabbanon. That's a different thing, that the father has to have the child shake a lulav. And the lulav has to be a kosher lulav, and the child has to sit in the sukkah and go and eat matzah. That's only the rabbanon. But the din of chinuch, you have to tell your child when you will become bar mitzvah, you have to shake a lulav. And show him how to shake a lulav and so on. That's certainly a din d'oraisa. Man k'moshlus b'neichem. What then avada is chinuch? You have to have chinuch on mitzvot ha-Torah, you have to have chinuch on midas tovus, on hanhogah, on how to lead a life like a normal human being. The father has the obligation to be mechanech his child in all of living. Chavos Chaim quotes this pasuk, the Tavis Bonham is based off it, quotes other psukim on it. But the Medrash understands that Lloyd picked this up from Avram. He saw by Avram that it was king Kalatara Kula, so Lloyd also was king Kalatara Kula. The Gemara in Yuma, when it says that Avram was in king Kalatara Kula, says Afilu Eres Tavshilin. That's the Gersa that we have, Afilu Eres Tavshilin. Abzalmel of Alojina, that's the younger brother of Rav Chaim Volozhin, who's close to a din. They all say he was a Baki Adir. He knew Shas backwards and forwards. When the Vilna Gaon didn't remember what it said in the Gemara, so he just came to say the Gemara about that. He knew the Gemara about that better than the Gemara. There's a little biography of him that's called Tal Dusavim. That's the official biography. That the Poskim sometimes quote. The Pizkachula quotes it every so often. And Ebenezer quotes it. And other Achrayim, they quote. There's in the biography, in the Tal Dusavim, they quote things that he says. And there in the Tal Dusavim, they quote from Abzalmel of Alojina, they say it also in the name of the Zonig Lonadesh. It's a misprint in the Gemara. It doesn't make sense to say Afilu Eir Tavshilin. Where's the Mokra in the Chumash Eir Tavshilin? They should say Afilu Eir Veit Chumin. And the Rayas and the phrase Ekev Ashashma Avram Koli Vayishma Mishmati Mutsasaiku Kasayu Sarasaiku. And the word Ekev, Ekev means a heel when you walk. So to walk has a Shaykhis with Eir Veit Chumin, not to walk Chutz L'Chum. So they say that Abzalmel of Alojina pointed out that it's a Chubus HaRajbah. The Pharisee of Chubas HaRajba, the Rajba quotes the Gemara. That's a feat. So the Rajba is 6-7 volume. So he picked up, there's a Chubas HaRajba where it says black on white that he quotes the Gemara, and in the middle of it he doesn't make a big sentence. He says in the Gemara, Kino Avamavino Afilo Erevei Tzumen. He doesn't even say the different gifts, this gifts, that gifts, this, there are Hagar. He quotes the Gemara. So it says Afilo Erevei Tzumen. And the Medrash on this page says Afilo Erevei Chaseris. Not like anything. It doesn't say Erev Tavshilin, doesn't say Erev Tchumin. They say from the Vilna Gaon that originally the Gersa was Afilu Erev Tchumin, because the Ekev, the Makor is the word Ekev. And then the Sefer wrote a Dekitza, so he wrote Ayin Tov. Erev Tchumin is Ayin Tov. And then the later Sefer thought he's going to spell it out to help everybody. They spelled that Ayin Tov and he wrote his Erev Tavshilin. That's where the mistake came from. That originally they wrote Erev Tchumin and then they made the Rashi Teretz and then they wrote it wrong. But the Medrash on this week said it was Afilu Erev Chaser. It's also a mistake. You mean originally they wrote Ayin Tov, and then they wrote Ayin Chet? Could be. That's what it says. Kima Zalmanin, Afilu Erev Chaser. So you see that Lot also carried on some of the family traditions. He ate matzah. Could be that he ate chametz also. Could be that he ate treifas also. We don't know exactly how many mitzvahs he kept. They said he ate matzah. So the Malachim tell Lot that he should hurry up and take his all the members of his family. That in Vayetzilah Vaydabal Chasanah Lot Chayvenosah. So there's a psik in between Chassan of Lok Sebinos, and there's a line. The line doesn't appear in the Sefer Torah, but it appears here in the printed form. The line means that there's supposed to be a pause. Rashi sometimes will comment on why there's a psik in between two words. Once in a while Rashi comments. And other Midrashim and Parshim talk about why there's a psik. Here Rashi quotes in the Medrash, Chassan of Lok Sebinos is not an apposition. It's not that that's a description. Lok Sebinos is the same as Chassan. No. Hasana means the sons in law who already had Nisuin. And Lok Chebenoisa means those who only had Erisin. Lok Chebenoisa means those who only had Erisin. That's what it says, Kiika Chishisho, and Kiika means Kiddushin. It doesn't mean Nisuin. So it's very strange. The Gemara comments on the Pasuk, Bulaz Baal, Saka later in this week, etc. Hosha Beishish, how does it say? Zak Yincha Meis Alisha Azot Asher Lakoch Badehi Be'ulaz Baal. In Pasuk Gimel, in Perek Chot Pasuk Gimel, the Gemara in Sanhedrin comments on that Pasuk Behi Bulaz Baal, that Bulaz Baal Yesh Lahem Nichna Seluchos V'Leinim V'Lo Ein Lahem, that the Bnei Nef not only don't have Kiddushin, not only don't they have Erisin, they don't even have Chuppah. The only thing they have is Biyah. When they do the Biyah, then the kind of the woman is an Eshes Dishik. There is no Biyah in it. So what do you mean over here? Rashi, Hapsam, what's in Rashi? The Medrash, not Rashi's court. Rabbal Chasson of Loik Chibinoisav. Chasson means those who had Nisun. Loik Chibinoisav means those with whom they had only had Eris. What kind of Eris? So some point out that there is a Ramban later in Bereshit. He's rather not on this part. There's a Ramban later in Bereshit that he says, Nigno Pidin, Nikaradin, there was no such thing as Erisin. There wasn't Chal, but they still had the practice that they would do Erisin. They would do Kiddushin. Like today, it's that a girl gets engaged. So something is Chal al Pidin, when a girl gets engaged, Gomesh, they got engaged, gave her a ring. But there is such a thing. So that's what it means over here. Look, Chabin Isaac, even though nothing was Chal al Pidin, but the practice was that they would give the girl a ring, and give the girl a hot dog, or a lamb chop, or a shalat. And then later they would do the bia. That would be chasson, would be after Bulaz Baal. And before it would be only a minig that wouldn't have any tokit, wouldn't have any effect. It's interesting, talk over there. The Gemara has, Yerushalmi says, the Rambam quotes a Yerushalmi, Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam quotes all the dinim of Bnei Noach. So the Rambam quotes a Yerushalmi that there's no get by Bnei Noach. There's no institution of Gerish and Bikstav. So how do they get divorced? The Yerushalmi and the Medrash Rav also have two opinions. One opinion is that they can't get divorced, period. Once they get married, they're stuck for life. That's the Catholic Church, Mahmoud, they adopted that sheet. And the Rambam is Mekel, more than the Kamer. Rambam adopts the other sheet, that Bnei Noach, they don't have Gerish and Bikstav, but they have Gerish and Balteh. Either he or she can say goodbye and good luck, nice knowing you. And they can terminate the marriage. That's based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin. The Bavli seems to hold like that. The Bavli says that if Benech Yichet Shivcha Liavdo, if an Eved Knaini is living with a Shivcha Knaini, a Goy has a male servant and a female slave, and they live together, so Kozman that she covers her hair, and everybody knows that that's Palnisa the Slaini. So then she has the status of an Eishes Ish, whoever is going to be Mizana with this Shivcha, Chayav Nisa. And when she takes off her hair cover, when she takes off a tichel, that was the common practice years ago, that the married women covered the hair, and the single women didn't cover the hair. She takes off her cover of her hair, so that constitutes the Gerishin, and Mikana Labo, you're not Chayav Nisa, Mishum Eishes Ish. You see from the Gemara like that, from the Bavli, I'll be Pashto. Unless you're going to say, like some Rishonim say, that that's only by the Yevid, then there's the Yichat Shivcha Liyavid, a special thing. The other one was Miyachet. But by regular Goy, marry the Sheikh, the Dinim wouldn't apply. Or the Dinim would be different. The Pashim Shat in Gemara is perhaps not so. Pashim Shat is that it goes on any Goyish couple that's married. Calls man that they're living together in Bulos Baal Yeshlam, there is a Din of Ishus. And then when they separate, whether he leaves her, she leaves him, and they say goodbye, she does some demonstrative act to indicate that don't want to be husband and wife any longer, but that's the end of the marriage. It's interesting, in the Sevak Saba Kabbali, in the Talmud of Rabbi Kivega, he claims over here an interesting comment. When Avram went by Yogav de Gror, by Yom Avram El Sori Ishto Akosihi, when he said Akosi, and then Abimelech Tainiz, he gam hi omra Akosihi, b'sam levavi v'nekem kapay asisi zos, I'm innocent. What do you want from me? It means that he said Akhoisi, she said Akhoisi. Did that constitute Gerish? The mamash, she's not an Eishes Nitsh. She was mamash, not an Eishes Nitsh. If he said achoisim, she said achoisim, when he asked all the avodim in the shpach, everybody said achosto. So that's the same as taking off a tichel and saying goodbye and good luck, nice knowing you. Because if you're married and you keep it a secret, nobody knows, and as far as the public is concerned, you're not married, so that means that you've publicly demonstrated that you're not married. So he's tying it, because that was the Ksava Kabbalah thinks that that was the taina that Rabbi Melech had. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Yechayiv Nisa. So she's an Eishes Ish, Gula's Baal. Gula's Baal Yeshman is an Eishes Ish. Then he says, Eishes Ish? She said Achoisi, he said Achoisi. He doesn't mean to say B'shoigig. The Gemara says in Marcus, in Elohein HaGoylin, Rashi learns the Gemara Marcus that the Medrash says that a Benoach doesn't need Hasroth. Medrash on this passage says, Benoach doesn't need Hasroth. What do you mean Benoach doesn't need Hasroth? But the Rambam says in the Hilchos Melachah, Aaron doesn't need Hasroth. Hasroth is a fancy halach, but he still has to violate the Aver B'mezid. The only time he gets the Noinish Misa is if he violated B'mezid. Violate Aver B'shoigig, you're not going to give Misa. And Rashi on the Gemara in Marcus learns not so. Rashi learns you don't need Hasroth, that if a Benoach violates any one of the Shevim Misas, even B'shoigig, he gets Misa. So what was the time over here? I didn't know. According to the Rambam, you can learn pshat like that. Who amali achoisid? He gami amal achihu. Some levavim the ken kapar sees us as innocent. So the time of innocence is a good time according to the Rambam that b'shoigig is not chaynis. According to the way Rashi learns the Gemara, and that's the pasuk shouting Gemara. It's a shver din that a benerach is chaynis even if he violates the aver b'shoigig. So what's the taina? What taina does he have? So that's why the Ksav HaKabbalah says no. That's not what the taina is. His taina is that the dinim are wrong. Not that I would did a b'shoigig. If he said achayis and she said achayis, that constitutes gerushin. Like the Rambam says, if he or she says goodbye and talk, I don't want to be married anymore, so that terminates the marriage. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, I'm going to punish you anyway? Because he says, after he tainis, the Ksav HaKabbalah continues, after he tainis, he omr achayis, who omr achayis, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you better give the wife back, hashev eishu to ishti novihu. By a regular guy, you're right. The goy separates from his wife and he says it's my sister, she says it's my brother, but that constitutes gerushin. But this man is Jewish. He's Jewish. By Jewish people there is no such thing as gerushin baltei. You have to have gerushin b'ksav. So he suggests that that's perhaps the taitch in the pasuk. After he taitches that she doesn't have a son. Ramban Achumish. So it's in Ramban, the end of Parshas Tema, whether the others carry out the Torah, we yotz and mechlal ben enoy achana. Rav Soloveitchik always used to say that he thinks that the compromise sheet is the correct sheet. And this Mishlam Melech Pilpul, whether the others carry out the Torah, yotz and mechlal ben enoy achana, so the Ksav HaKabbalah on this Parsha quotes from the Shagasaga of the Stefan Chagiga. What's the point? The Turiyev, in the beginning of Chagiga, Dav Gimel suggests this compromise sheet that the Ovis had a mikzas kedushas Yisrael to the extent that they had mitzvahs, so they had a mikzas kedushas Yisrael. So Avram was Yotz Mechlal Ben Enoch a little bit. He had a mikzas kedushas Yisrael. Yitzchak had an additional mitzvah over Avram. The Rambam quotes in the Medrash, he had a little more kedushas Yisrael. Yankov had another mitzvah, so he had a little more kedushas Yisrael. As the Doris went on, and the Rambam quotes in the Midrashim, because the Zohar gave the Yisrael more and more mitzvahs till Maimon HaSinai, so the Kedushas Yisrael was enhanced. In every generation, when you have more mitzvahs, you have more Kedushas. That's Kiddushan of the Mitzvahs of the Tzivan. Kedushas Yisrael means you have mitzvahs. So the more mitzvahs there were, the more Kedushas Yisrael there were. This is how the Ksav HaKabbalah interprets the Pesukim. So the Zohar told him she is an Eishes Ish because he's a Novi. Hakam is shaking lemezid means if you don't know, what if you know that he's doing the aver lemezid? Let's say you can figure out that he's doing the aver.
The other way,
why is Ram holds that a benar for shaking is not chaydis. I would have said like the Ramah also. That's the push-up shot, no? No, like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says that a chaver ain't a sarach hasarach. You know, the guy's a tamachach and he knows the din. You don't have to give hasarach. We should let this fellow have some show in the maze. You only need that's all when you don't know. But when you know the Vandai that he's doing that there in the maze, there's no need for Hasra. Oh, so then you'll have to have Hasra. Then the Rambam will agree you'll have to have Hasra. Then the Rambam will learn, the Gemara will agree you have to have Hasra. But if you know the Vandai that he did the Aver in the maze, it's still by a Yisrael, we don't pass like our Yisrael Buddha. By a Jewish person will say that we still label it a shogeg, unless there was an actual Hasra Techa that he prior to the Maisa Aver. By Ben Anach, you don't have such formal, rigid dinim of the Hitzilah Ho'edah, that whenever there was no Hasra formulated immediately prior to the Aver, he called it shogeg. You don't have that kula. If it looks like it was amazing, so you give him a nine shmi, that's what the Rambam learns. And Rashi learns not so, that even if you know Bavadai that it was shogeg, you can still give him a nine shmi. Even a shogeg, he gets a nine shmi. The Medrash comments on this pasuk. The Medrash Bereishis Rabba comments on this pasuk when HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns Avimelech Hincha Meis Alu Isha Shelo Kachta V'Hibu Lo'z Bo'al. So he argues back, some Levavi, I didn't know, then Hashem says you better give it back. V'Neincha Meishu Daki Mois Tomas Atav V'Chol HaShalach. If you don't give back his wife, you're going to die. So the Medrash says, you see from this pasuk that if Benoyach is Nerek without Hasro, it's a Machshim Ho'elam. That's just the reverse. Kadosh Baruch has given him a whole Hasra. He warns him and then he gives him an argument back, then he warns him again. You're mistaken. He keeps on warning him. He says, if you don't give it back, you're going to die. The chunt behepa. How can you learn out from this pasuk that Benarech is Nerek without Hasra? I don't know, but he got a Hasra. He got a Hasra. So the Klichemda, is a pilpul sefer. The Klichemda has a whole pilpul of the. He stole to a Gemara in. Sanhedrin Daf Lamed. The Gemara says a fellow had a dream that before he had the dream, his father died. That's not a dream. His father died, and the Yoyresh one night has a dream that if you walk into your father's garden, 20 steps forward and 18 steps to the left, another 5 steps forward, and you dig 20 feet under the ground next to the tree, you'll discover $1 billion of cash, and you should know that all that money is Hegdish. So he goes 20 steps, 18 steps, 19 steps, he digs, and he finds $1 billion. So the Gemara says, Dibach HaLem is Lamala V'lam Rijik. He takes the money and uses it. What do you mean, Dibach HaLem is Lamala V'lam? He wouldn't have found the money without the chos. Doesn't matter. Pagina Dibur. The money he found, if he took the stock, doesn't have to work. So the Kli Chemda says, the old man had a dream that this woman is an Eshishish. Had a dream that a Bosham came to him and he warned him, you better give it back, otherwise you're going to die. That's called the Hasra. That's nothing. And it would. So who says he's going to die? Maybe he's told the dream. So he says, no, the Medrash understands that he says, that's for real. That's real. The father didn't die in the dream. The father really died. So over here also, he says, he's really going to die. If he doesn't give it back, he knows for sure he's really going to die. Why should he die? But he never had any Hasra. The dream. So it's a raya that a Ben Erech doesn't need a Hasra in order to get an Enishman. It's a little bit humorous, no? If he understood he's going to die, that means he realized that this was the Rabban Shalom talking to him in his dreams. So he can't say, Dibach HaLem is Lamal HaLem Arit. Sometimes a person knows that it is the real McCoy. It's not just Kech HaLem Shavi Daber. So the disciple of the son thought that he heard from his uncle, from the Chazon Ish, a different interpretation in the Medrash. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Tashrer, a Medrash. And this Pasuk, the Medrash says, Mikan, that the Menech is Nerek without a Hasra. It's not Punt Farker. So he says, the Chazon Ish told him that Pshat in the Medrash is like this. If you don't give it back, you're going to die. The Pasuk says before, V'avimelech lo karavi leho. He wasn't Mizana with her. He's not Kai Mishameshish Ish. He didn't live with her yet. So what is he going to die for? If you don't give it back, you're going to die. What's he going to die for? For Gezel. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, that if he steals, the Gemara says, Benoach steals someone else's wife, if he's Bo'al Leho, it's Chai Mishum Eishas Ish. And even if he's not Bo'al Leho, it's Anissa Mishum Gezel. That's how Rashi and the Ram think to learn in the Gemara. It's Anissa Gezel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned him, if you don't give it back, you're going to die Mishum Gezel. And if he does give it back, then Avram is going to be Michael him. So why does he have, so the Chazon Ish says, why does he have to give it back? Because the Gemara in Erevin, those who are learning Erevin, the Gemara says in Erevin, the first stop in Terek Hadar, that if Benoach Merag al Pachas Mishav Putav Alay Nitan Lehi Shavon. So Rashi and Taisa say that if a guy steals money, he doesn't have the din of the Heshel Yisrael Zeh Lashagot. He doesn't come live with the Rabbanei. Whatever the Pshat is, the Gemara says there's no din of Hashava by Bnei Noah. So why does Hashem tell him, Imein Chameshiv Daki, Mois Thomas, if you don't give back the wife, you're going to die because of Gezel. He doesn't have a din of giving back the wife. So Tami means, if you give it back, and Avraham will be Meichel you, so then you won't die. If you don't give it back, and Avraham won't be Meichel, then you're going to die. So what's he going to die for? Not the not giving back. He's going to die for the Gezel that he did already. I bet Gezel he did at the time that he thought that it was his sister. Not going to die for not giving back. He's not mechuyev to give back. It's like a ben noyach. Ali Melech has a ben noyach. So if he dies, he's going to die because of the gezel that Shenog gets on the gezel. He already stole the girl from her husband. So the Chazanish says maybe that's what the Medrash is driving at. Mikan, from this pasuk you see that a ben noyach is married without asra, the aver was done already. The aver that's going to be mechayev him misa, if he's going to get misa, is not being bohalel. It doesn't say if he's going to be bohalel. It just says he's going to be chayev misa for the gezel which he already has done. So you see that even though it's b'shoigig, the li hasra b'shoigig, the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Rashi on Sanhedrin and on Makkos. Rashi learns that both Gemara, that the b'nech is nerech, the li hasra means, even if you violate the avera b'shoigig. Anyway, it's the black sash there in there. With the both shot. Because he gave it back and Avraham was Michael. If you give it back, then Avraham will be Michael. If he's Michael, so I'll be Michael. You know, Avraham didn't say no, so he had Rishus to take it. I don't know.
Yeah,
but not
the
Janosti,
it's
Kokhul Ratsa.
The guys against you
said,
take your watch,
and everything, you know. Talyu the Yohid. Talyu the Yohid. Yesterday we were talking about Talyu the Govin. If you threaten to kill somebody unless he sells you his property, and then he sells, and you pay. Then he wasn't Talyu the Govin, but Talyu the Yohid. If I threaten to kill you unless you give me your property, then all of a sudden say Tal Yul Yoyv is not a good thing. That's what he said, that it's Tal Yul Yoyv over here. He was afraid they were going to kill him. Yeah, that's why he agreed, but he really didn't agree. You see from the Chumash, the Gemara says, you see from the Chumash that there is a din of Eishes Tish by Bnei Nerech also, the Hebrew Ula's Baal. The din is that a Bnei Nerech is Nerech if he's Baal Eishes Tavera. I think Gemara says that by Bnei Nerech there's no issues. If there's no issues, Yisrael. You don't need a get to break the marriage, and you don't need that the divorce should be initiated by the husband. Either he or she can initiate the divorce proceedings and just say, I don't want to remain married to him. It's a different type of issues, but there is an issue. There is an issue, Bnei Nerech.
How do you get to the
Gemara lines from the first passage. She's an Eishes Ish because Bulas Baal they have. Then he tied his back, but he said, "He Amrachosi, who Amrachosi?" Then Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, "Oh, but it's Eishes Navi. He's a Navi. So the fact that they each one said that they're not married to each other doesn't help. Not sufficient. So that's how the Gemara learns from the first pasuk that Bulas Baal applies to the Bnei Noach. That's the form of marriage that they have. The Gemara has a din that there's no tefisis kiddushim between a Yisrael and a Nachri, so between a Yisraelis and a Nachri." There's a deal in Achreinim. Maybe that's only Tvisis Kiddushin. If you give a ring, say, Hariat Nukudeshesli. Kes of Shtar. What about Bia? What about Bula's Baal? Bula's Baal is a Dovah HaShavah. We have Kiddushi Bia and they have Kiddushi Bia. Maybe if I live with a Shiksa and I want to marry her, or let's say a Jewish girl lives with a non-Jewish man, and maybe you have a mixed marriage, maybe although there's no issues, you can't have issues that would require a get to break it later, but maybe it has the basic elementary issues of Bulas Baal Yeshla. Maybe that's a universal international din that whenever a Chinaman marries a French girl or a Jew marries a Shiksa or a Jewish girl marries a Shegetz, maybe Bulas Baal you have, that's a common denominator. Everybody has that, Bulas Baal. This has strange machlekes and achrem. There are, normally you would say no. The normal pashtus is that no, that there is no issues between Yisrael and Benayim. But Rabbi Yosi Fengel on Kiddushin, the first parak of Kiddushin, quotes a few Achareinim who have Shuvah said yeah. And some of them even, he quotes, Shuvah Yankiv, some others, some of them even say that there's a din of Kol Masha Kontzi Shukana Bailo. That if the Jewish man is married to a Shiksa wife, they're married, you don't need a get, you don't have you don't have all the dinam of Fisa's Kiddushin, but they have a status of Bulas Baal and Eishes Ish. If someone's going to be Mizanah with his wife, there will be a din of Chi of Nisa. And Mashi Kansa Isha Kana Baal apply. It's a wild idea. That whatever money the wife earns belongs to her husband. Because they really are married. Chamin Shlomo also has such a strange tshuva. In the tshuva is based mayor, the Chamin Shlomo, the based mayor, were all contemporaries of Rabbi Kiveya. They all lived at the same time, they were great giants. But the Chamin Shlomo, before he was the Rav in Varsha, when he became world famous. Before he was so famous, the Rav in a little village, a little city in Poland. But he has a tshuva that he wrote in his earlier years to the Beis Meir that's printed in the Shalosh Tshuvos Beis Meir, but he also assumes like that's a wild position. A non-Jewish woman is married to a Jew, and he says that the marriage is chal. There's no Tzitzis Kiddushin, but there is a Bulas Baal, a status of Bulas Baal. He goes so wild, he says that if the woman are married to a Shiksa, and the Shiksa has an affair with somebody, with another Jew, the Shiksa has an affair with another Jew, so he says it's a Din of Saita. So later, if that chick ever converts, she's not allowed to marry that Jew, because k'shem shasur lebal, kach asur leboil. To the baal of Abba, she's asur. It's the hashikse. Of course, she's asur to the baal. She's asur from day number one. So I finally get rid of her. She's not Jewish, and then she decides she. That was his story. Rabbi Shimei was living with one Jew, and then he screamed at the Jew, the hashikse. How can you live with her? So they separated, and then before they separated, she was mezana with another Jew. So he says, even after she converts, she can't live with the second Jew because of the din of Saita. So the one...
Yeah.
I don't know. So the one who printed this Tshuva's Beis Meir from the manuscript was printed by Machon Yerushalayim around 15 years ago. So when printed, it puts in the footnote that he lives in Yerushalayim. He asked all the Rabbonim in Yerushalayim, and nobody knows what that line means. That is married. That is a marriage. That's also wild to say that there's any status of marriage between a Jew and a non-Jewish woman, that you have to give the issues of Bulas Baal is also wild. Alright, there are some Shver Achrayim to say that, but to say that there's a din of Saita, the Kshem Shasur Labaka, it's unbelievable. That's what he writes. That's before he moved to Varsha. He didn't write such funny shoes. Let's say a Jew marries another Jewish woman, he wouldn't need a get. If you get a Kalsman that didn't marry, she would be an Ashes Ish. Kalsman that would be married, she would be an Ashes Ish. Betairaz Bulas Ba. That's a Shaila. Jewish name with a Jewish woman can have an issue of Bulas Ba? I say no. Bulas Ba is only between a non Jewish man and a non Jewish woman. Between a Jew and a non Jew, however, the intermarriage is, there's nothing, zero. Between a Jewish man and a Jewish woman, you either have, according to Ebenezer, the Hilchos Kiddushin, or you have zero. There is no such thing as Bulas Baal for two Jewish people or for an intermarriage. This is the Pashup Shah. The Ragav Chava had this wild thing. The government in Europe was discussing civil marriages, but you have to have a get for a civil marriage. So one of the Rabbanim in Europe printed a whole safe. He collected all the opinions of the Rabbanim. So they printed, they all try to get a get, and the Shatat Chaka, you can't get a get, so they all hold that you don't need a get, all of them in Europe, except for Rabbi Henkin from New York. That's what they printed in Europe. Except for Rabbi Henkin in New York, that he holds that the Nikaret that you need a get, and except for the Ragav Chava. And they printed the Ragav Chava's letter, no one understood what he was talking about. Pilei Plom, he says that this is in a Pilegish, and there's an Ishus, and he had it right, that there's a Pisis Kiddushin, and you need a get for Pilegish. Pilegish is not Bulas Baal, that you just say goodbye and good luck, nice knowing you, and that breaks the marriage. And he says, no, Pilegish you need a get. No, he didn't say anything Pilegish. Yeah, Hankin says, normal. He says, Enam not to be lost, be lost. No, that he was born with shame issues, and even though there were no any Kiddushin, Yishas HaDiyah, since there are people in the neighborhood who don't know that they're living together, so there's a Tshuvah Zeribosh based on the Tzavah of Nivom, and that's called Eidus Lepim Adobah. Even if the Eidim are not via Mamish, as long as there are two, but you have to have two religious people in the neighborhood who know, two religious men in the neighborhood who are not related to the husband and the wife, who know that they are living together like husband and wife. So it's assumed that at some time or another he's being Bo'alel. So we assume that when he's Bo'alel, that's Bia L'Shem Kiddushin. Bia, because no one wants to live Bia L'Shem. All the other Gdolim said, what are you talking about? They're not religious. Why should they want to live Bia L'Shem? There's none as that. No one wants to live Bia L'Shem. You look in the newspaper, they have all the statistics. How many people on the Zanis? It's hard to say that they know not to be lost to Bia L'Shem, and it's an umd in the Mucha that he's Bia L'Shem Yishn. People are being Mizana all the time.
He's Bia L'Shem Yishn, why is it like it?
Rav Henkin held that it's a regular marriage.
regular marriage. And the Rav Shava had this new chiddush. Pilegish is a different din. Pilegish means an ishus without the responsibilities of marriage, without the shibudim, no shibudim ksuba. As the Rambam Girsa says, that the isha is the kiddushin of the ksuba. Pilegish is the kiddushin of the like ksuba. No ksuba. The pashtus is that there's nothing. Whenever you have a mixed marriage, pashtus is there's nothing. And some, a few opinions in Achrayim is that there is a status of bulos bal.
Let's say the man is not Jewish and the woman is Jewish.
Also, some Achrayim say there is. Some Achrayim, Rabbi Yosef Fendel, of course, I think the Shlus Yankiv says like that. That you would say, Masha Kansi, Shukana Bal. How
about in Pidgin, because one day she has a pastor and Yisrael wants not doing it.
The pasuk says that when Eishes Lo turned around after he nitziv melach, she turned into a pillar of salt. Pasuk shah. More understand, she turned into a pillar of salt. The Cheskuni has a different shah. She turned around, she saw that the whole land turned into salt. The whole called kikar, the kikar. Turned into salt. But the Gemara understands that she turned into salt. So there's a medrash that says, not understanding the medrash rabbi, I think it's from the belly. Yo, one of the funny folks. There's a medrash that says that the animals in that area go over to the statue every day and they lick the salt and they lick it and the saliva causes the whole salt statue to melt away and it disappears. Except for the bottom, the toes are still there. And overnight, when the animals go away, we go to sleep, and then the toes that are still there grow up again to become the box place, and it becomes again a statue. Every day this goes on. The animals lick it down to the toes, and then the toes box place again. So the cycle of the sun writes in his take on Chumash has an unusual hamsoet. Like Rav Leizer's Shiurim HaChumash. Rav Leizer Shapiri used to say, those kind of things. So he says over here, the Medrash says later about Esav used to ask Yitzchak, how he mafish maishas from salt. Everybody asks, what kind of a stupid child? Why was Yitzchak impressed with the stupidity of his moron son? Esav, the kid didn't know that he only mafish from his maishas on gedula karka. It doesn't grow from the ground. Salt doesn't grow from the ground. He says, no, he says, somebody was asking on this salt. The Medrash says that the animals lick it down every day and only the toes are left. And the toes grow up every day. That's what he's asking. Is this called Gedula Karka or not? Then Yeshua on the end of Ksubin has up Shetel on a Pesach in this week's Sedra. That load. There is a Gemara we discussed yesterday when we learned Halachas Tzitzis. The Gemara says in the Menachos that there was an Amora Rav Kitena who never wore Tzitzis. Everybody else, the standard Malbush Bisman HaGemara was a four-cornered garment. The Goyim, the Jews, everybody wore four-cornered garments. So a normal person buys a four-cornered garment. If you're Jewish, you have to put on Tzitzis. But somehow Rav Kitena always wore different clothing. In the summertime, in wintertime, he never wore the four-cornered garment, so he never wore Tzitzis. So the Malach once came and he was going to punish him. So Rav Kitena says, on Shisua Ese, you're going to punish me for not wearing a four-cornered garment which I should have put on Tzitzis. I didn't do any avera, I didn't do anything wrong. I wasn't even mevatel mitzvah. If you wear a four-cornered garment, you don't put on tzitzis, then you're mevatel mitzvah. If you don't wear the four-cornered garment, you don't deserve to be punished. So the Malach tells Rav Kitena, although normally we don't punish on an essay like this, but the Eden Rizkot, the Rebbe Shlom is angry at the world anyway, because people did other averas, and then he punishes on this as well. So the Pnei Yeshua suggests that that's the taitch in the pasuk, Hashem Yishotzal Ha'aretz, the load bought Torah, because the Peshu in the end of the Tzuvah, because the Gemara in the first parak in Avodah Zarah, when the sun starts to shine in the morning, so the Rebbe Shlom gets angry because all the kings of the world bow down to the sun, all the Avodah Zarah. So when the sun starts to shine in the morning, it's an Idriska. It's a time of the day that the Rebbe Shlom is furious. So then you have to watch out. He may punish you because of whatever bit lesson you did. And Lloyd knew that he had been Mevatlanese. He never gave tochacha to the people in his city. But he was scared. So that's what the pasuk says. Hashem is yot al ha'or. It says, even rizcha. So Lloyd ran away. Lloyd batzora. He ran away in order that he shouldn't be punished. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. So the Prima Gadim has in the Sefer HaChumash, in the Sefer HaChumash, he says, you don't understand. What's the rest of it, though? What? There's two different things. Rav Ketaina was Jewish and he was mechuyev in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Lloyd wasn't. Was Lloyd mechuyev in achiach b'achiach hamisecha? Did he have a mitzvah tochach? What's the tzushta? And if he did have it, so what has it got to do with the even mitzvah? It's a different kind. Let's say if you wear a four-corner garment and you don't put on tzitzis. That's really a bit less. If you don't put on a four-corner garment, that's a harameh. You're going out of your way. All the people in the community wear four-corner garments, and the mele they put, the Jewish people put on tzitzis on them. The Jews, the goyim, everybody wears four-corner garments. You go out of your way, that's a harameh. But over here, it's not that he did a harameh in order to be part of a mitzvah. He partially was mevatel essay. The monoshach. If the essay had a shaitas in, they should be punished even shaloi b'idin rizqa. If the essay has no shaykhis to him, so why should he be punished even b'idin rizqa? The whole thing doesn't make sense. Then what does it mean? He ran away. The Baal Hashem shouldn't punish him. Where are you going to run away? On the mitonech evra. Where is he going to run away that the Baal Hashem is not going to punish him? But loy b'otzora, he ran away, he shouldn't get punished. Very strange, because he says, he tries to matas up the mitzvah to be miyashat p'neishu. He tries to matas up the same pshat. But the famous Pnei Yeshua, other Svarim also, they talk about this Shvera Pnei Yeshua and Sof Ksub, that's how he teaches the Pasuk. Hashem Shiot Al Horus, the Lord God Torah. Va Hashem Himter Al Sedom Va Amor Gof Is Vesh. Why does it say Va Hashem? The Medrash says, Kal Mokam Shalem, Va Hashem Hu Beis Dino. Rashi Kul, Hu Beis Dino. What does that mean? The Arizal comments. Arizal comments on the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, and when Yirmiyah Navi was appointed to be a Navi, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls that as Mi Eshlach Umi Yelach Lonu. How come it switches from singular to plural? As Mi Eshlach, whom should I stand? Umi Yelach Lonu, who will go for us? It doesn't say for me. So the Arizal says that Yirmiyah Navi was sent to give good news and to give bad news. So the good news that he gives, that as Mi Eshlach Hashem Antzana, whom will I send? To give tachacha to the Jewish people, and to do tshuva, and to give good news, whatever. Umi Yelach Lanu, who's going to be the prophet of the bad news? That's what Rabbi Shlom doesn't want to say me, because in Be'alyon Lefeite Haroyes Batar, Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to be the Yachid Shmo Al Aruch. Doesn't want that you should say he's the one punished. But that's who Beizino. Whenever Hakadosh Baruch Hu is doing some dirty work, like over here, he destroys some Amora. So he's miyashiv with the Bezdin, Shalal Milo, and then the Bezdin Paskin. You don't say the Rabbanu Shalom punished Sodom, you say the Bezdin Shalal Milo punished Sodom. Whenever it says Vashem, most of the time when it says Vashem, it's in connection with the punishment. The Medrash comes on the Pasuk. Vayikra Elokim L'or Yom L'Choshech Kor Lailo, it says the Shem Elokim, Vayikra Elokim L'or Yom, when he called Yom, it says Shem Hashem. L'Choshech Kor Lailo doesn't say who, it's understood who. Elokim, the same one who's Kor L'or Yom, called Lachoshech Loyla. So the Medrash says, and that Pasuk, that any Kaddish Baruch Hu Miachad Shema Al Arach. Even though he's the one who was Kor Yom and Kor Loyla, but he doesn't want to say it like that. He doesn't give out the PR like that. The Rabbanu Shalom called it Laila. The Rabbanu Shalom punished Saddam. He says, the Bezen Shalom Laila called it Laila. The Bezen Shalom Laila. The euphemism. So here also, Va Hashem. Says, Va Hashem Pakadish Sarah. That's Lateva. That's a good kasha. I don't know. You have to look at him in Rosh. Why does it say Va Hashem Pakadish Sarah? I don't know. The Pasuk says that Avraham Avinu was Mal his son, and he made a big party. He was 2 years old, Rashi says, the maximum that a woman is manic of large, normal woman is not manic more than 24 months. So after 2 years, then he made a party when he was Gomel Asitzchot Benom. The Taisa is in Masech HaShabbos, and Daf Kuflam, it quotes the Medrash on this passage. The Yom Vayas Avraham Mishte Gadol B'yom Higomel Asitzchot B'yom Hag Mola Sitzko. Yom Hey Gimel is Eight. Gematria Hey and Gimel 5 and 3 is 8. So Yom Ches, Molas Yitzchak. That Yitzchak was Nimal on the 8th day. It says he was Nimal on the 8th day. Why do you have to have... What do you have to have a gematria? It says a favorite should post a dalit. Well, the answer is that he made a party on the day, he made a party on the occasion of the bris. And this medrash, the Tosfos says, this is the mocker, Tosfos says, I'm making this through this bris nigo. And it says, Vayasav Amish the Gadol, Biyom Higomeo, and the simple reading is that you make the party when the baby is 2 years old. The medrash says, no, you make the party at the time of the bris. So I saw in the Sefer Hadrash Behoiyon by the Reisha Rav, Baron Levine, he says that Makshim Ha'olam, he says that somebody has Kakasha, how come a Leslie said that nobody made any point? It will mal everybody? How come only over here they made a party in connection with the Bris? The way he says it's close to Medish and Leslie said that. He says a Shtikal Arayah to what the Nodav Yehuda said. The Yehuda says that they had a practice of making Bris on Erev Pesach in order that no one should have to fast. We have a different patent. We have a different date set that we make a seamless system. Apparently then they didn't learn so much. They didn't, they didn't make a seamless system. They didn't hope in that. They do the health is no good. As I think he has a truth somewhere, seamless system is no good. You still have to fast. So he said the practice was then they always made a bris. How can you always see to it that there should always be a bris? And what if nobody has a baby? So what are you going to do? So he says that the practice was that whenever a baby was born after Purim and they had to postpone the bris anyway because the baby wasn't completely healthy, so they would save that baby till Erev Pesach and then they would have always a bris. So he says that he doesn't think that that's right for two reasons. Number one, he thinks that even if you have a midrash lo bizmano, you're not permitted to postpone it longer than is absolutely necessary. You should do it on that day that you're able to do it. You shouldn't wait till Erev Pesach. And then he says, number two, another taina, maybe it's not a Suda's mitzvah if it's a Mila Shlo Bizman. Maybe it's not a Suda's mitzvah if it's a Mila Bizman. So the Shari Tshuva, next to the Behetiv, quotes this Nodi Behuda. In the 9 days, he talks about a Bris Mila, 9 days, yes, Leishik. It's only if it's a Mila Bizman. Mila Shlo Bizman, maybe it's not a flaw, it's not a Suda's mitzvah, maybe not a lot of half Leishik. So the Sefer Hadrash Behoiyun, he suggests maybe this is the Teretz on the Kusha Soilom. That last week said that nobody had a Mila Bizman. Huh? Okay, so everything was Mila Shlo Bizmano. So that's why there was no party. But over here, the Yom Hag, Molas Yitzchak Mino, there's a Mila Bizmano, so that's why there was a party. So then he raises the question, but maybe since the Rabbanu Shlomo was Mitzvah him on that day, and he did the bris that day, Ein Lecha Mila Bizmano, God is there. That's Bizmano. He told him today. He tells him at 12:15 you have to do a bris Mila, and at 12:16 he does a bris Mila. So how can you call that Mila Shlo Bizmano? He's mephactic on this terror. He doesn't know whether the terror is right or wrong. Huh? What was physically in her?
Wrong to make the
someone else, the caterer. The caterer, fair. He doesn't have to make that. That's the shiny, he wants to know. If the Rabbi Shalom would be Mitzvah Avraham Avinu on Shabbos, that he has to do a bris mila. And he's already 86 years old when he has a bris. Is that called mila bizmana because he told him today? So it's Becha Shabbos. No, that's not mila bizmana. That's Shalai bizmana. Mila Shalai bizmana. I think there is a medrash that it was Yom Kippur. No? I think there's a medrash that when Avraham was mal himself at the age of 86, it was Yom Kippur. How is it Becha Yom Kippur? Only mila bizmana is Becha Yom Kippur. If you look, I think there is such a medrash. The Rabbi Yehuda suggests that maybe it's not a maybe it's not a citizen. He says the practice is that they do, that they did it, and they used to eat, and it's good that that's good that they used to eat on their Pesach. So it's the fact that maybe it's not a citizen. He's suggesting that maybe they're not going to have a citizen at all. Shalom, how do you read this pasuk? A very short with the medrash. By Yigdal Hayalad, by Yigamal. And Rashi quotes Medrash out of there, Pechok Tal Chodesh, Vayat Avah Mishta Gadol, Yom Higomel, and Tzitzchok. Yom Hagmol, and Tzitzchok. They made the party 2 years ago. So how do you read? The Pasuk says in Pasuk Dal, Vayom Al Avah Mishta Gadol, 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 Vayom Al After 2 years, then he made a party 2 years ago. The Pasuk doesn't read straight. Sam Sefer has a taich on this. Nachdusha Sam Sefer HaKumash. He says, no, this was the Suda's bris mila. He postponed it for 2 years. Sometimes if you have the bris on a tainus, you postpone the bris till matzoi tainus. You have a bris on fish above or whatever. You have the suda matzoi, you have tainus. And it's maturah for the tainus. So he says that Avram postponed the bris for 2 years. He postponed the party for 2 years. But this was really, it wasn't the party on the occasion of Ayugamal. Wasn't the party on the occasion of weaning the baby that he's no longer going to be nursing from the mother. This was the party on the occasion of the bris. So why didn't he make the party 2 years ago? He gives the whole reason that the Hudli invited, he didn't just have a local party for the members of the family. He invited the Mishta Godol. Rashi says, all the Gdoli Ador were there. Gdoli Ador, Jews, Goyim. Shem, Abraham, Melach, and Rashi calls them all kinds of Goyim, Jews, all kinds of people there. So he was afraid if he's going to make the party right away, they're going to think that he's an Ashdor, making a party on the occasion that he butchered up his son. What kind of a party? So he was afraid they wouldn't understand. So he waited 2 years later, and then he celebrated the bris. Then he celebrated the party, and the party was mitzvah to the bris mila that he made 2 years before. Nunu, some
seifa. What do we do when we make some kind of? According to the pasuk shaka pasuk, I don't think this is after the simplicity or whatever. So
made a birthday party. We make birthday parties even if baby's 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old. Blow out the candle. We always make birthday parties. Sounds like that. After I made a birthday for me. So Hachiach Abraham is Avi Melech ala doz b'yamam shegod lo avde Avi Melech. The Avi Melech lo yodayte v'yasa chadar v'azeh. V'yikach Abraham tzon ezok v'yichin Avi Melech v'yichas v'shnein b'yit. V'yasev Abraham asher v'kibsa tzatzon l'vadem v'yoymer. Ali Melak, lo hain Hashem Kvas Yisrael, lo hain Kiyo Shem Kvas Yisrael, Pitach Niyadi Babur Tir Li Li Eido, Ki Chafarti Es Haber Hazos. He says that Shagod Lo Avdi Ali Melak, Lo Chiyah Avram, he says, they stole my Be'ero. Ali Melak says, I didn't know. So he gave him, Avram gave him Shem Kvas Yisrael as an Eido, as a testimony, to testify, Ki Chafarti Es Haber Hazos, that it belongs to me. How did he prove that it belongs to him with the seven Kvas Yisrael? They used to have in my building here on Washington, they used to have a descendant from the Chassam Sofer used to live with us. This Mr. Einstein, Rabbi Einstein, comes out to collect money. He's in the Uranical from the Chassam Sofer. His parents both used to live in my building. So every year on Sukkot, his father used to tell me over there what the Chassam Sofer says on this passage. That the Chassam Sofer says on this passage that the behemoth of Avraham Avinu had the tunas like the Chamorah Shel Rav Pinchas Ben Yoyel. But the Gemara says that it was a very unusual chamor, that he wouldn't eat in Agedah. That if you would give him food that wasn't gemaised, he wouldn't eat it. If you would give him food that didn't belong to you, and it was gegadol to food, he wouldn't eat it either. So Avram took his behemoth, and he said to Abimelech, I'm going to prove to you that it's my bear. He said, they stole the bear from me. I understand. So here Avram to Abimelech, he says, I didn't know that they stole it. Prove to me that it's yours. He says, I'll prove to you conclusively. So he tells his behemoth, Avram tells his behemoth, here's some hay, eat. So he eats. Then Avram says, there's Abimelech, hay, eat it. He wouldn't eat it. Then Avram gave his hay to Abimelech, and the behemoth would eat that. When Abimelech gave him permission, then they ate. And Avram told him to eat gagal, so they wouldn't. And he would give back and forth. When they wouldn't eat, then maybe they only eat Avram's hay, maybe it's a different kind of hay, maybe. So Abimelech, when Avram said eat Abimelech's hay, they wouldn't eat. Then when Abimelech was machna the hay to Avram, then Avram says, now you can eat the hay, it's mine, they ate. So it became clear that these are Pinchas ben Yoyer Chamerim, this is the special. And then Avram said, drink the water. And he drank it. And then he said, drink the water from the other bear. And they wouldn't drink it. So he says, you see that it's my bear? So he says, take the Sheva Kvasas Miyadi, you take it, you take the kvasas and you have them drink the water. So he gave the kvasas to Abimelech, and then Abimelech said, drink the water. They wouldn't drink, because the water belonged to Avram. They wouldn't drink the gazel of the water. They only drank and they only ate the hay in the water that belonged to the one who wasn't violating this exempt. That's what he told me to accept Sefer. I don't have to accept Sefer. Every Sukkot used to tell me that. I don't know what I have to do with Sukkot. What was the Nisayan of the Akedah? The letter says that Avram really didn't understand what was going on over here. Originally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to be Yitzchak Yisrael Chozera. Forget about Yishmael. Yitzchak is going to be the one who's going to carry on the Jewish religion. And then he tells him to go shech Yitzchak. He didn't really understand at all, but it was clear to him that he has to shech Yitzchak. Even though the mitzvah Hashem didn't make any sense, but still he was going to do the mitzvah. Not some to do the mitzvah, to do the mitzvah is Jesus. It says, Vayashkem Avraham Baboiker. He woke up early in the morning. And the Gemara says in Sofens Avdalet, we learn from this pasuk, that Zviz Magdim the mitzvah. And a person does a mitzvah, the Zviz is, he demonstrates that he loves HaKadosh Baruch and he loves his mitzvah. Zviz is a simon of a hava. The people who run to the yeshiva demonstrate that they love learning Torah. The people who walk up the hill slowly from the train station, they walk from the bed, they walk the minyan, and then they walk to breakfast, and then they walk slowly, they don't run. It shows that they're not so eager about anything that's going on. They're not so eager to fulfill the mitzvahs of davening and fulfill the mitzvah of learning Torah and so on. A person does a mitzvah for his reason, demonstrates that he loves it. So Avraham Avinu had such a great avat Hashem, he even was ready to do the mitzvah that absolutely didn't make any sense at all to him. It was contradictory to everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. It was contradictory to everything that he stood for. Contradictory to everything that he thought was sechodik. But he was 100% sure that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. So he was running to do it. His reasons. He was going to do it his reasons. And that's what we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to remember the schus of the Akedah. That we should also love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do his mitzvahs, even though they don't make sense to us. Then it'll be a schus of Akedah. If we don't follow in the footsteps of Avraham, we don't do things like that. Soloveitchik pointed out that you have the Haftarah of Parshas Behar, and Sefer Yirmiyahu has a similar story. Yirmiyahu Navi is told in Nevuah that his cousin Hanamel ben Shalom is going to come and try to settle in the field. And the Babylonian, soldiers are just about to capture the market is about to fall. Everybody knows all the stocks are going to go down. And my cousin is going to come and sell me stocks, $1 million worth of stocks. And I know that tomorrow the stocks are going to be worthless, zero. So Bashan tells me, buy the stocks. So he goes and he buys the stocks. Doesn't ask any kind of buys the stocks. After he buys it. And he makes a sefer hagolah in it, sefer hachosnim, two stories. The Gemara says, Barbasa, I get poshet, but I get the pushy. After he signs, field delivered. Then he says, Rebbeinu Shalom, what was this all about? Why did I buy the field for so much money? This is ridiculous. It's going to be taken away. He doesn't ask the kasha before. He doesn't ask Gogolof Yosem. I don't want to do it because it doesn't make any sense. It didn't make any sense to him, but he was absolutely clear that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do. Just like Avraham Avinu doesn't ask the kasha before he's about to do the Akedah. He does the Akedah, and after he finishes, then he says, Rebbeinu Shalom, I have a kasha, maybe you can explain to me. So the same as Yirmiyahu Navi, that's what we're supposed to do. We have mitzvahs that are clear to us that that's what we have to do. So you have to do it, even if you don't understand. Sometimes you have a shaila, and you don't know what the din is. And then it's a Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like it says that it's a mutter, but you have a sirah, there's another sirah that says that it's asa. So then the Gemara says, Tzadik HaSadin Machakach HaTcheihu. The Gemara says in the first parak in Sanhedrin. First you have to be miyashiv the sirah, and then you can paskin. You can't paskin the din. If you're not sure how to parem for Siv Bob and Siv Zayin, when is it mutter, when is it asa, even though your case looks like a Siv Zayin, well, you better first parem for the sirah to figure out what the klal is. Otherwise, maybe your case has one little prat, and then Siv Zayin doesn't apply. Maybe Siv Bob applies and it's asa. But we're talking about over here a case that is absolutely clear. Avraham Avinu had been in Vua and Yirmiyahu Navi had been in Vua, that that's what they have to do. So you go ahead and you do it even though it absolutely doesn't make any sense. And then you ask the questions later, what was this all about? The question you ask later is a question on mitzvah, Talmud Torah, you want to understand what it was all about. It's not a kasha. You don't have kashas against the Rebbeinu Shlomo. We assume that whatever he tells us to do does make sense. Medrash says that the Har HaMoriah has its name, Lech Lecha Leretz HaMoriah, Har HaMoriah, different interpretations of the name Moriah. So one of them is, Misham Yotza Haroah LiYisrael, that the Psak Halacha is supposed to come from Beis HaMikdash, the Bez Nagadol is supposed to be located in the Beis HaMikdash. Mitzion Teitzei Seira. We hope. Mitzion Teitzei Seira. A mental kasher in his Torah Shlema, this parsha quotes from the Tshuvas HaGoinim that on the occasion of the Akedah, Sora was crying, and she cried 100 bechios. And that's the reason why we blow Mea Kolos on Rosh Hashanah and Zecha to the Akedah. Faces, in the end of Rosh Hashanah, quotes a different version. that when Sisra didn't come home, so his mother, Aim Sisra, was crying and crying, and we blow shofar 100 kolos, keneged the mayor pios, keneged the mayor cry that she cried. Everybody has trouble understanding. Why do we want to make a zecher to the cries of Aim Sisra? So the Darshanim give different interpretations. Ramenu Kashi quote, but many, in many sources, in many Tshuvas Aganim, it says they don't have anything about Sisra's mother. They say the Gemara quotes Sisra that the word, Batiyatei, that the word Yubavu, means the cry. That's all. The mother doesn't have anything more than that. And the Goyim say that the Meir Kolos is Keneged the Akedah. We want to remind the Kodesh Baruch of the Akedah on Rosh Hashanah. Like the Gemara says, you should blow the Shofar Shalayo, and Hashem should remember the Akedah. Rabbi Kasha also quotes from this, and he said on the Pasuk, Hashem Yira Shiyama Hayom Har Hashem Yeroya. So the Pasuk has Yira and the Pasuk has Yeroya. So there is a Gemara Sanhedrin that's valid, but the Gemara talks about Yira Yeroya. Kederash Balira is Kach Bol Yeroya. That just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to see the people with his two eyes, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks with both eyes, so too we should see HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our both eyes. In your Ola Regal, you have to be able to see. That a blind man is Pasuk from Ola Regal Zayin, and even if he's Tumah Beinu Achas, one time it says based on his drasha, he's potem in Ariya. How do you darshan that? So the Pashm Shatni Gemara is that they darshan it based on a Kriya and Ksiv on the Pasuk. Shalosh Pashm Shatni Yeroa called Zchurcha, and the word Yeroa is the Kriya and Ksiv. The Ksiv is Yireh, and the Kriya is Yeroa. So it's very difficult. Why is that a Kriya and Ksiv? Yeroa! That's the Kriya, not the Ksiv. What does it got to do with the Kriya and Ksiv? Very strange Gemara. The Yad Ramah, not Gemara, has this Pshat. The Gemara is not darshaning a Kriya Ksiv on that Pasuk, Yireh, Yeroa. It's darshaning this Pasuk. It says Yireh and it says Yeroa. I remember when Kasha quotes, where they quote this pshat in the name of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon also said like the Yad Ramah. But this is the pasuk that's alluding to the Yira Yira. Very shver. Pasha pshat in Gemara is going on that pasuk. I had his darshan. A shver Gemara. You have done the same pshat in Gemara. Pasha pshat goes on that. Yeah. So Talanta had a Kasha on that. There's a medrash in the end of Shir Hashim Brachto, with Melech Ol Tzvi. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu compared to a deer? That the deer, when it's awake, when the deer is awake, it has both eyes open. When the deer goes to sleep, it keeps one eye open, one eye closed. So the Medrash says, Brachta is the Medrash of Tzvi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a deer. That when Bnei Yisrael are Rosh Hashanah Shemokam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us with both eyes, be kind to us. And when we are Ein Rosh Hashanah Shemokam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only looks at us with one eye. But he always keeps one eye open. He's not Malin Mayan Lagamre. There's no Hester Fon Lagamre. He keeps one eye open to watch over us. So Rabbi Sol Talanta was bothered with Akasha, that there's another Gemara in Bava Basra in the beginning, where it's the first paragraph of Bava Basra, where it says that Bnei Yisrael are referred to in Novi sometimes as Bonim and sometimes as Avodim. So the Tanaim in Kiddushin, first paragraph in Kiddushin, Shimon's Rufus, Rabbi Akiva had a whole discussion. So some Tanaim and some Goyim, so the truth is held that the Pshat and the in the Sira and the Sukh of the Shadow, whether this is correct. But half of the Tanaim held like this, that when we are Rosh Hashanah Shalmachim, then we're called Banim. When we're Ein Rosh Hashanah Shalmachim, then we're called Avodim. So when we're called Banim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Og. When we are called Avodim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called an Odom. And the Pasuk says, by Yiriya, Alil HaRegel, it says, Shalosh Pam HaShanah Yivah Kol HaSchuch, as Pnei HaOdon HaShem. Three times it says, Riyas Panim. One time it says, it's Pnei HaOdon HaShem. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called an Odom, means that we are Ein Rosh Hashanah Shalmachim, we're called Avodim. So the Tehillah from Tzadon Shabbat and Baruch only looks with one eye. So other Rabbi Sol Talanta is a happening, more learn how from the Pasuk Yireh Yeroah. Just like he's looking with both eyes, the Sumer Bein Achas is Potter, we have to look with both eyes. Other Rabbi, Pasuk is talking when Yireh is in Tzadon Shabbat, otherwise the Kodesh Baruch wouldn't be called Odorim. So the Tehillah from Tzadon Shabbat was only one eye. So the Darshanim in Europe used to give drushes on this. The Farem for Rabbi Sol Talanta is Kasha. And I'm part of the Kasha. What does it mean Yireh Yeroah? What do we look? What are we going to see? Yireh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to see us when we appear before Him in the Azor. What are we going to see? Very unclear in the Gemara. When you have one eye or two eyes, what can you see? You can't see the Rabbanim Shlom. You can't see the Gilui Shchin. The Sechemet quotes from Shlomo LeVilna. Shlomo LeVilna sent him a letter about this. So he said, the Gemara says, on the list, at the end of Chagigah, next to the last half of Chagigah, that when the Oyle Regal used to come to the Beis HaMikdash, she used to roll up the Paroiches, and Bayis Rishon used to roll up the Paroiches in order to show them the Bayis Rishon, there was a wall, but there was a window, and they said the window had a curtain. You can't roll up a wall. By Sheni, there was no Orein. And by Zrishim, when there was an Orein, there was a wall, and I'm attracted. But the wall had a window in it, and he used to roll up the pareches in the window to show the other regalim, the kruvim hugging each other, kemarish v'lidyos, and say, luchi batzim l'fnei amokim. Then he marches also next to the last daf in Chagig, they used to pick up the shulchan, with the lechem aponim on it, and then he used to squeeze the lechem aponim in to show them how fresh it is. Lechem cham ki yom hilokcho, to show the nes that it's just as fresh, even though it's sitting there for a whole week on the shulchan, you would think that it'd be stale as a rock, hard as a rock. They were showing that the nes occurred, that it was fresh. That Shlomo Levilna says, apparently,